Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Hi, Penny. Can I join you?
Oh, Henry, how lovely to see you. Yes, of course you can. Here, let me move my coat.
Thanks.
I didn't know you went to church.
Well, yes, I did used to. But since moving to the island, I haven't really got around to it. But seeing it's Christmas Day, I felt I simply had to.
Well, Merry Christmas, and it's great to see you. Here you go. I'll take your coat and put it with mine, if you like.
Oh, thanks, Penny. And Merry Christmas to you too.
So, oh, hang on, let me move along a bit. So, what are you doing for Christmas?
Well, my family have just come to see me, which is Mum, my sister Lottie, and her husband Guy, and their daughter Emma.
Oh, that's great. And how long are they staying for?
Oh, until January 2nd, I think.
Oh, that's nice.
And what are you doing?
Ah, well, Kathy and I aim to go for a walk later, and then we're going round to dinner with Mike and Connie.
Oh, don't remind me.
Of what?
Me asking Tina to Helen's party. I didn't realise that she hadn't been invited.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Well, I do. I feel awful. I had no idea that Matthew and Mike didn't like her.
Oh, don't worry. It wasn't as if they had to talk to her all night. I think Mike said hello to her and that's about all. I expect Matthew, to be honest, did the same.
Oh, I just wish I'd kept my big mouth shut.
Honestly, they would have forgotten all about it by now. It's not a problem. And she's not that bad anyway.
Oh, so you don't like her either?
Henry, no one likes her. But no, she's not horrible all the time. You just can't trust her, that's all.
Okay. I'll have to remember that. Well, maybe I'll say a prayer for her.
Oh, and what will you say?
I'll ask God to remind me not to trust Tina Long. Ah, the rector's here.
Hello, Helen, it's Connie. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Connie.
I thought I'd phone you to thank you for last night. It was absolutely brilliant.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
So what time did you get to bed?
Oh, it was very late, because I had to clear up first.
What? Why didn't you leave it until the morning? There wasn't a lot to do.
No, I felt I had to do it then.
So, what are you up to today?
Well, I'm going to have a Buck's Fizz in a minute.
Ooh, very nice.
And then I'm going to phone my cousin Betsy in Norwich. And this afternoon, I've got a Zoom meeting with another cousin, Matilda, and she lives in New Zealand.
Oh, I didn't know you had family out there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that sounds good to me. And what about presents? Has Vince opened his yet?
No, he hasn't. Actually, he's in bed. He doesn't feel very well this morning.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. When he got up, he was all right, but then he suddenly said he felt awful and had to go to bed.
Had he eaten anything?
Nothing that he wouldn't normally have.
Did he drink a lot last night?
Yeah, I think he did.
Well, must be that then. But I'm surprised he didn't feel bad in the night.
Oh, well, I'm sure he'll be all right in a day or two.
So, you have the day to yourself, then?
Yeah.
Oh, well, can I pop over and see you?
Yeah, of course you can. When do you want to come?
Well, what about now?
Yeah, that'd be brilliant. And then you can share the Buck's Fizz with me.
Oh, that's an excellent idea. And can I ask Mike as well, if you like? And don't worry, I'll bring a bottle.
Oh, don't worry about that. But yes, do ask Mike. Yeah, bring who you like. The more the merrier. In fact, if you see anyone on your travels, ask them too.
I might just do that. Then we can have another party.
Oh, I only wish we could.
Are you going to stay for coffee afterwards? Oh, go on. There's normally chocolate biscuits.
Ooh, okay. But I can't stay for long. So, do you regularly go to church?
Yes. Well, I suppose I go 2 or 3 times a month, something like that.
And who do you go with?
No one. Kathy doesn't go. But I'm quite happy to go by myself.
It's a nice church, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And the rector seems very nice.
Yeah. She's quite jolly, isn't she?
Yeah. So what do you have for Christmas dinner? Do you do turkey or goose? Oh, sorry. Are you a vegetarian?
No. No, we're going to have turkey. And what about you?
I think my sister is cooking beef this year. I think it's only fair to let her choose as she's doing all the cooking. And I don't really mind what we have. It's just nice that she's doing it all.
Oh, that's good of her.
Well, to be honest, I don't think she trusts me with it. And anyway, I know she'll do a better job than I would.
So you'll get to do the washing up then?
Yes, and the drying.
Oh, poor you. Don't you have a dishwasher?
No, I don't.
Well, no, neither do I. I've never had one. But I do think sometimes, like after a party, it would be useful.
Oh, don't remind me. I wonder if Matthew has forgiven me yet.
I'm sure it hasn't even crossed his mind.
Well, I think I should send another quick prayer.
Well, you could do, but I don't think you need to.
That was Uncle Nick on the phone.
Oh, I hope you wished him a Merry Christmas from me.
Ah, sorry, I forgot.
Oh, Matthew. So, how is he?
Well, he sounded a bit pickled to me.
What? At this time of the day?
Well, they are an hour ahead of us, remember. And anyway, they always start Christmas morning with champagne.
Oh, how very nice.
So, would you like some?
We haven't got any.
Yes, we have. It just so happens that I put a bottle in the fridge this morning, so by now it should be nicely chilled.
I didn't see any in there.
That's because I hid it. Would you like some?
Oh, yes, please. Oh, Matthew, you are the most thoughtful man I've ever met.
So, does that mean that you've forgiven me for asking Tina around?
I don't know about that. I'll see how she behaves first.
Oh, I'm beginning to wish I'd bought two bottles of champagne now.
Here you are, Connie, and cheers. Merry Christmas.
Yep, Merry Christmas. Cheers.
Well, this is a nice surprise. Vince will have to be ill more often.
Well, I'm sure you can arrange that, can't you? Just add a little bit of poison to his gravy now and again. I'm sure that would work.
Oh, what a thought. As if I would.
No, I suppose you can't really, but it's a pity because it would be nice to do this more often. So go on, tell me, how is he?
Oh, he'll live.
I think he had too much to drink last night. He was on the whiskey, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. But he said he didn't have that many. But I'm sure he did.
So, was he ill in the night?
Well, I don't think so. Well, but to be honest with you, I was so exhausted I slept right through.
Well, it was a great party, Helen, so thanks so much for inviting us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It was great to see you both.
Well, you'll have to have another one soon.
Yeah, I could. It'd be nice. But then I'll have to arrange that Vince is ill again.
Why?
Because he didn't enjoy it.
Oh, well, that would be the time to poison the gravy then, wouldn't it?
OK, but if I'm caught, I'll tell them that it was your idea.
Right, well, we'd better tidy up if Madam is coming.
OK, so what do you want me to do?
Can you clear those away for me, please?
Yeah, OK.
So, Matthew, have you got her a Christmas present?
No, I haven't. I wasn't going to go that far.
Well, I think we should have something put by in case she gives you something.
Yeah, I don't think she would. But what we could do is put a bottle of wine in a bag, and then if she gives us something, we can give her that.
Yes, that's a brilliant idea. And have we got a card to give her?
Well, there's some in that drawer still.
Oh, okay.
Well, one of those will have to do. That's all we've got.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll go and write it now so we don't forget.
Oh, hang on. What time shall we get rid of her?
Oh, the sooner the better.
No, really, what do you think? 8? And then we'll be able to enjoy the rest of the evening together.
Yes, I think that's fair. We don't want her to be here all night, do we?
No, we don't.
But what shall we do if she doesn't go?
Well, if she shows no sign of making a move, we can say, we have a Zoom meeting planned for the evening.
And what if she doesn't get the hint?
Then I'll go and get her coat and put it on her if necessary.
Here, let me take your coat.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, well, you look lovely, Cathy. Oh, yeah, and what an unusual brooch.
Oh, thanks. Penny gave me this.
Well, it's really nice. Oh, yeah, so do go through. Ah, Penny! Merry Christmas, my love.
Merry Christmas, Mike.
Right, can I take your coat?
Here you are.
Okay, Right, well, let's go and find Connie.
So, Matthew, have you got any plans to go back into directing?
No, not at this present time. Here, let me top you up.
Oh, thank you. And you, Yaz, didn't you do acting or something?
Yes, I did. Well before lockdown, of course.
And did you work with anyone famous?
Well, it depends on who you think is famous.
Well, was there anyone you think I would know?
Have you heard of Lucy Bryars?
No.
No, I didn't think you would.
So, who is she?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Okay. So now you're working in a cafe, aren't you? Don't you find that all rather boring?
No, I don't.
Well, it's no comparison to being on stage, is it?
No. But we've all got to work, haven't we?
So how long do you think you'll stay at Garden Isle Cafe?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it.
If I was you, I'd be itching to get back on stage. No one wants to clear away dishes all their life.
Well, I might have a look and see what's about.
Will you, Yaz?
What?
Look for work in acting, I mean.
Well, no, not really.
But you just said you were going to...
Well, I'm not. I'm quite happy here. I'm not going anywhere.
I don't think you know what you want, really. There are lots of people who get fed up living on the island. And I bet you'll be one of them. And anyway, you can't be out of the business for too long, can you? And working in a cafe won't do your CV any good.
This is Kathy's favourite game.
Oh, yes, I think I remember that from last time.
Now, shush, everyone. Pay attention, please.
What is it? A book? TV? Film?
Oh, sorry. It's TV and two words. Right, here we go.
What are you doing?
You can't ask questions, Mike. Is it stroke? No, cat!
No, it's poor or soft.
No, it's none of those.
You mustn't say anything, Kathy.
Well, look what I'm doing. Oh, all right, I'll do the second word for you.
Round, ball.
Globe, universe.
No.
Island.
Got it. Love Island.
Oh, well done, Mike.
Mike? You don't watch that, do you?
Right, well, I'll see you in the new year then.
Yes, okay. And thanks for having me. It's been lovely.
Oh, good. I'm glad you've enjoyed yourself.
So, where is Yaz?
Oh, she's just putting things away, but she does say goodbye to you.
Oh, bye, Yaz. And don't forget, less mince in the pies next time or they fall apart. Oh, and maybe a little bit longer in the oven as well. That might help.
Oh, okay. Well, bye then.
Oh, and Yaz, thanks for the wine. And don't worry though, Miss Red. If it's a good one, I might be able to drink it.
Right then, Tina. Are you...
Oh, and good luck with looking. I hope you get an acting job soon. You just need to stay positive. There's no point in giving up at the first hurdle.
Right. Bye, Tina.
Oh, bye then. And thanks again.
Oh, come here, Penny. Come on, give me a cuddle.
Oh, Mike, what would I do without you?
I really don't know.
Today has been lovely. And thank you again for my necklace. It's absolutely beautiful.
Well... Thanks for my jacket. It's just what I needed.
Well, I'm glad you like it. And did you thank Kathy?
Yeah, of course I did.
You won't wear it though, will you?
Well, yeah, but only at Christmas. Can't see me wearing it any other time.
It's, very Kathy, isn't it?
Yeah, but I do like it.
So, how's Jess?
Oh, she's fine. Had a Zoom meeting with her this morning. Seems very happy. Said she's got a new job, and she's moved into a flat with a friend.
And is it just a friend?
Well, I'm not sure. I didn't like to ask.
Oh, so when will you go up and see her?
I was thinking of going up at Easter. Hey, do you want to come?
Oh, yes, please. Oh, that'd be lovely. We can make a holiday of it.
Yeah, no, that is a good idea. We could go for a week if you like, and...
I know what you're going to say.
Which is?
No, don't worry. Kathy will not be joining us.
Oh, good. Make sure you stick to that, okay?
I will. Oh, it'd be so nice to have something to look forward to, won't it?
Yeah, as long as Kathy doesn't come.
She won't.
Well, she'd better not. Oh, I've just had a thought.
What?
She can't come.
Why not?
She'll have to look after Monty.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's brilliant, Mike. Oh, well done.
Oh, come here, Penny. I suddenly feel extremely happy.
Yaz, are you okay?
Yes, I'm all right. Why?
Well, it's just I thought what Tina said might have upset you or something.
No, honestly, I'm fine. I felt what she said was a bit of a joke, to be honest. It really was quite pathetic. And I'm not upset about it, because I know her type, and I certainly won't let her get to me. I'm stronger than she thinks I am. Tina Long just needs bringing down a peg or two. That's all.
Yes, that's not like you.
No, maybe it's not. But when someone comes round to your house on Christmas Day, deliberately aiming to spoil it for you, then I think something should be said.
Oh, come on, Yaz. Don't let this ruin Christmas.
It won't. I wouldn't let her have the satisfaction of thinking that it has. But I will get my own back. I just don't know when yet. But honestly, Matthew, I'm fine. I find her behaviour quite comical, actually.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.